The traditional thinking in sports is get the best players you can, train hard, and win as much as you can. But there's another route. Lose on purpose. Take some time to rebuild and get better players in the next draft. Purposefully tanking is apparently a problem in Major League Baseball. And in basketball, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver slapped a fine and spoke out against it this week. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, and is the editor of the upcoming book, Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History. But Mike, to tanking,
yes.
Not for betting purposes, but to get a better draft pick. I mean, can you get everyone on a team on board to do that? I mean,
you don't have to. Good question. So this isn't the players on the teams going out and trying to lose on purpose. That's not what's going on. But what it is more of the GMs or the people who construct the roster, either before the season knowing they don't really have a chance and playing for the future, not this year, or during the season when it becomes apparent they're not good, or as the case with the Memphis Grizzlies, their really good player Mike Conley goes down. You don't replace him. You don't make a trade to get better. You say, I might not make the playoffs at all. I'm better off trying to be bad and vying for a top draft pick in a future draft.
Yeah, but sometimes it is more spoken. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban was the one who was fined $600,000. He's on a podcast saying, I'm probably not supposed to say this, but I had dinner with a bunch of our guys. And I said, you know, I was like, losing's our best option. I mean, we're going to tank. You know, it's what he said.
And so I think it's brand extension. You know, the show is Shark Tank that he's on. I just thought of that. Sorry. But it does seem to me that what Adam Silver, who's a really good GM and he knows it's a problem, all he can do by tisk-tisking and making fines is this: drive the method underground, because the method is logical. It is logical if you're not going to be good or even mediocre, just to be really bad. You stockpile for the future. Look at baseball. You know, the Astros won the World Series. They had 3 years in a row where they had fewer than 108 wins. Sorry, they had 108 losses, I should say. Yeah, that's a lot fewer than 108 wins. There was one time I remember the Astros GM was saying that he looked at the team, his lineup that game, and they were playing the Yankees. And there were five players on the Yankees who each got paid more money than the entire lineup of the Astros. So you do it to save money. You do it to be terrible for a while. And then when all your good draft picks come in and you want to spend more money on free agency because you've been saving it all these years, you can really go for it in a big way. There is some logic to it.
Well, I'm going back to Mark Cuban. More of what he said in this podcast. I explained what our plans were. It's going to be like a year and a half of tanking. You know, it will be better. Now, this is as I also had that report on sexual misconduct in the Mavericks office. I like the Mavericks. Rick Carlisle is one of the biggest boosters of women in sports. In a Straight Hour, he said he talked to, you know, Mark Cuban about this. I mean, here it's out there that he, you know, his team was going to tank, Rick Carlisle's. He says, oh, he's embarrassed by it. What does it do to a team when that gets out?
Yeah, it must be dispiriting to them, but the players know that they can only do the best they can. And also they want to play for the best contracts. And it must be dispiriting to Rick Carlisle, a guy who's won NBA championships. But sometimes as an employee, you execute the firm, you execute the organization's vision. And there's a lot of evidence that it can have its appeal. It can work in the long run. So I guess Rick Carlisle's forced into being a good soldier, a losing soldier, but a good soldier.
Oh, and I'm depressed. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. Thank you.
You're welcome.